So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shvua Shtayim Shein Arba. There are two forms of Shvua mentioned in the Pasuk, and two forms of Shvua that are derived by the Chacham. As the Gemara in Daf Gimel explains, Shtayim Sha'echel Vishaloy Echel, Shein Arba Achalti Vishaloy Achalti. The Pasuk explicitly mentions two Shvuas, positive and negative oaths that are Lahaba, regarding the future, such as I will eat or I will not eat, because the Pasuk says Lahara Oy Lahetiv in the future tense. And the Chacham derived another two Shvuas, positive and negative oaths that are L'sha'avar, regarding the past, such as I ate or I did not eat, as the Mishnah later explains in Daf Chafei. The Gemara infers Sha'echel De'achil No Mashma. An oath with the term Sha'echel denotes a commitment to eat. However, the Gemara challenges this from a Braisa. Shvua loy oichalach, shvua sha'eichalach, loy shvua sha'loy oichalach, aser. All three expressions denote a prohibition to eat from another person's food, as Rashi explains. Shvua loy oichalach means shvua alai shlo oichal mishalach, I swear not to eat from yours. Shvua sha'eichalach means be'isser shvua yehe alai ma sha'eichal mishalach, I swear regarding whatever I might eat from yours. Loy shvua loy oichalach means loy yehe alai be'isser shvua ma sha'loy oichal mishalcha. I shall not be prohibited to eat from what is not yours, implying, however, Hamasha Eichaloch Yehe Be'isr Shvua. I shall be prohibited to eat from what is yours. Here we see that She'echel Deloyechel Namashma. An oath with the term She'echel denotes a commitment not to eat. The Gemara offers two answers. Masnitin B'She'ein Mesavim B'Lechel. The Mishnah refers to an ordinary case where he was not being pressed to eat, and so the term denotes, I shall eat. On the other hand, Beraisa b'misarvim b'ylechel v'kama loyechilna v'loyechilna t'chikum mishtabeya hachikama shavuah shloyechel. The Beraisa refers to a case where he was being pressed to eat, and after continuously refusing, he made this oath, and so this term denotes, I shall not eat. A second answer, t'nei shavuah she'i oichalach. The Beraisa should read she'i oichal, which indeed means, I shall not eat. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding matzvis b'shvua. Someone made a shvua regarding one kikar and then said ze kezeh. Another kikar should be like the first. This is also a form of shvua. However, Abaye Amar kemeitzi shvua mipivdami. Rava Amar lav kemeitzi shvua mipivdami. Abaye holds that it is identical to an explicit shvua and one is liable to malchus or carbon for the second kikar. And Rava holds that while the second kikar is indeed forbidden, one is not liable. The Gemara cites a related brisa, mevati shavua iser shavua. Both expressions, mevati and shavua, denote an oath. The brisa explains, however, iser iser. What is the iser of the expression iser? Imata oimer iser shavua chayiv vimlav pater. If it is an oath, one is liable, and if it's not an oath, he is not liable. Abaye and Rav explain the brisa according to their respective opinions. Abaye explains, shavua mevati, mitzvahs b'shavua iser. As Rashi explains, Ha'emer mevate kikar zu alai, ka'emer shvua shlo yechlenu. V'mochli ha'reza ba'ila b'yared. One who says, mifta kikar ze alai, has made an explicit shvua, because the Pasuk says, o'y mifta sefasea asha astra al nafsha, vilu shvua lo'y ka'amar, b'may astra atzma b'mevate. The Pasuk mentions the term mevate independently without the word shvua. However, one who says Israel like kikerzeh, harehu kamisha hitfas is a shame liberation. It's like one who said ze kazeh, because the pasuk says ay astra Israel nafsha bishvua. The pasuk mentions the term Isra with the term shvua. However, the Tana of the Braisa is in doubt whether im ato ima mitzvahs bishvua kamitzah shvua mipiv dami chayev vimlav pater. If matzvahs bishvua is considered like an explicit shvua, he's liable for the second kikr as well. But if it's not considered like an explicit shvua, although it is forbidden, he's not liable for a carbon or malchus. Rav, however, holds that the Braisa is certain that mitzvahs b'shvua lav kameitzi shvua mipiv dami. Therefore, he explains the Braisa as follows. Mifta shvua, isri nami shvua. Both expressions, mifta and shvua, denote an oath. However, isri di isri. Regarding the exact isri of the expression isri, it depends. Haitziyoi b'loshen neder neder. B'loshen shvua, shvua. If he said isri kikar zu alai, which is an expression of a neder, then it's considered a neder, and he's not liable for a carbon. But if he said Isr Shlo Echel Kikr Zeh, which is an expression of a shvua, then it's considered a shvua and he's liable for a carbon. Because Hitilu HaKasev B'Nedu L'Shvua, the Pasuk, Vim Be'is Isha Nidara, Oy Asr Isra Al Nafsha B'Shvua, placed the term Isr between the terms Neder and Shvua. The Gemara cites another related braisa, Ha'omer HaRei Olai Shlo Echel Basav Shlo Eshti Yayin. Someone says, I shall be forbidden to consume meat and wine. Ki Yom Shemes B'Aviv, Ki Yom Shemes B'Ploini, and he explains, like the day my father, a certain individual, or Gedaliah ben Achikim died, or like the day I saw Yerushalayim in her destruction, Aser, in these cases he's forbidden to consume meat. And Shmuel added, this is only if he previously accepted not to eat meat on one of these days. Here too, Abaye and Rav explained this price according to their respective opinions. Abaye explains, midematvis b'neder neder, mitzvis b'shvua shvua. This is a case of atfasa, where he makes one prohibition dependent on another. And since this is effective regarding a neder, it is also effective regarding a shvua. Rav explains, Ezehu iser neder ha'omer b'tayra. The price does not refer to hatfasa, but to the classic case of neder, because the pasuk says ish ki yider neder l'Hashem, atshe yader b'davar ha'nader. Even when explicitly referring to a neder, it must be expressed as a comparison to something already forbidden by a neder. The Gemara cites a machlokes regarding the prohibition against false and vain oaths. Amar b'yechanan, eichel v'loy eichel sheker. If one swears to eat or not to eat in the future and does not keep his word, this is considered a false oath, and it is forbidden in the pasuk l'sishavu b'shmila sheker. On the other hand, achalti v'loy achalti shav. If one swears that he ate or he did not eat in the past, this is considered a vain oath, and it is forbidden in the pasuk l'sisa Hashem l'kecha l'ashav. A third category, k'inamis, over b'layachal devari. For nedarim, one is liable for the pasuk l'yachal devari. The Gemara cites a contradictory brisa, shav v'sheker echerin. A false oath and a vain oath are identical. The Gemara assumes that the brisa means to say m'deshav l'sha'aver av sheker nam l'sha'aver. Just as a vain oath, such as swearing about a clearly recognizable falsehood, refers to a past event, so too a false oath refers to a past event, and so a chalti b'loy chalti shekerhu, swearing that one ate while he did not, is a form of a false oath. Therefore, we must say that an oath regarding the future, that one will eat, is derived from the pasuk lo yachal devari. However, the Gemara offers an alternative interpretation. The Braisa means to say, k'shem shaloika al sheker, kach leika nami al shav. Just as one is liable malchus for a false shvuah, so too one is liable malchus for a vain oath, even though it is a lav shein b'maisa, a prohibition that does not entail any action. This discussion continues in the next daf.